The AI arms race just got a little more tense, with reports surfacing that a major AI developer recently rebuffed attempts by a global superpower to access its cutting-edge models. This isn't just about technology, it's about national security and the future of innovation. We'll dive into the geopolitical implications and what this means for the AI landscape. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from the New York Times, reporting that China has actively sought access to Anthropic's newest artificial intelligence models, only to be denied. This development underscores the escalating technological rivalry between the United States and China, particularly in the critical domain of advanced AI. The latest generation of models from companies like Anthropic and OpenAI are seen as strategic assets, extending the United States' lead and intensifying the competition for global AI dominance. According to the report, these attempts highlight the effectiveness of current export controls and the strategic importance placed on preventing advanced AI capabilities from falling into the wrong hands. The refusal by Anthropic signals a clear stance on safeguarding cutting-edge research and proprietary technology, reflecting broader national security concerns. This incident serves as a stark reminder that the development of powerful AI is not just a commercial race, but a geopolitical one, with significant implications for international relations and technological sovereignty. The ongoing struggle for AI supremacy continues to shape policy decisions and corporate strategies across the globe. Shifting gears, OpenAI has announced a significant new initiative aimed at bolstering enterprise-level cybersecurity, dubbed Daybreak. According to CyberNews.com, this new offering is designed to turn validation into AI cybersecurity's battlefield, leveraging large language models and Codex Dell agents to provide robust protection. Engadget adds that Daybreak is powered by OpenAI's advanced GPT 5.5 model and Codex Security, marking a strategic move into the critical domain of digital defense. This initiative represents OpenAI's direct response to the growing need for sophisticated AI-driven cybersecurity solutions, especially as threats become more complex and pervasive. By integrating its powerful language models, OpenAI aims to offer proactive and adaptive defense mechanisms that can identify and neutralize threats more effectively than traditional methods. The launch of Daybreak signifies a new frontier in AI applications, positioning OpenAI not just as a foundational model developer, but also as a key player in safeguarding digital infrastructure for businesses worldwide. In other product news, Anthropic has formally launched Claude for Legal, a comprehensive offering specifically designed to reshape the legal technology world. Artificial Lawyer reports that this specialized version of Anthropic's Claude AI aims to provide advanced capabilities tailored for legal professionals, from research and document review to drafting and case analysis. This move signifies a major step for Anthropic into a highly specialized and lucrative vertical market.
The legal sector has long been ripe for AI disruption, and Claude for Legal is positioned to address many of the inefficiencies and complexities inherent in legal work. By offering a dedicated platform, Anthropic is looking to provide legal firms and departments with a powerful tool that can enhance productivity, accuracy, and strategic decision-making. This launch underscores the increasing trend of AI developers creating industry-specific solutions, moving beyond general-purpose models to deliver targeted high-value applications that can truly transform professional services. And speaking of Anthropic, Amazon Web Services, or AWS, has further expanded its partnership with the AI developer by launching the Claude platform. According to cloudcomputing-news.net, this new service simplifies access for developers to Anthropic's models, including the Claude console and early access beta features, without requiring separate Anthropic accounts. This launch builds upon a series of deepening agreements between the two tech giants.
The report reminds us that Amazon's total investment in Anthropic reached $8 billion US by November 2024, with AWS becoming Anthropic's primary cloud and training partner. The expansion of this relationship in April 2026, and now the launch of the cloud platform, demonstrate AWS's commitment to integrating Anthropic's advanced AI capabilities deeply into its ecosystem.
This strategic move not only makes Anthropic's models more accessible to a broader developer base, but also solidifies AWS's position as a leading provider of AI infrastructure and services, offering a compelling alternative to other major cloud players. For a quick hit, Google has introduced Googlebook, a new category of laptops designed specifically for Gemini intelligence. According to a blog post from Google, these devices are perfectly in sync with your Android phone, aiming to provide a seamless and enhanced user experience. This move signals Google's push to integrate its advanced AI capabilities directly into its hardware ecosystem, offering optimized performance for its Gemini models. Before I let you go, keep an eye on the evolving geopolitical landscape surrounding AI, particularly the ongoing efforts by nations to secure or restrict access to advanced models. Also, watch for how specialized AI platforms like Anthropic's Claude for Legal begin to disrupt traditional industries. The next few months will show us just how quickly these tailored solutions can gain traction and reshape professional workflows. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. We covered a lot of ground today, from geopolitical AI tensions to new product launches. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.